Hi guys, welcome back to Confessions of a Wannabe It Girl, the podcast that helps you filter out the BS in pursuit of becoming your own It Girl or the next It Girl. And in today's episode, we are diving into boss energy. Boss energy, commanding a room, being assertive, really exemplifying that leadership I think a lot of us dreamed of maybe having as a kid. We're going to dive into how you can get in touch with your boss energy.
Welcome to Confessions of a Wannabe It Girl. I'm your host, Marley Fregging, and I'm here to help you filter out all the bullshit and become the next It Girl. This podcast explores the reality of what it really takes to make it out there. As it turns out, it is way less Instagrammable than I thought it was going to be. I'm still very much a work in progress, but there's simply nothing else I'd rather be doing than chasing my dreams. So let's learn from my mistakes and work together to achieve our dreams with more confidence, clarity, and direction. Let's get after it.
I want to start this episode by saying that boss energy is often met by boss girl. And I'm not nagging the 2010s for having boss girl or boss girl babe on every coffee cup, binder, and planner. It was very of the moment. And I think we needed this boss girl revolution to get maybe society up to the idea of having women forefront and take boss roles, you know. However, I'm at the point that I would really like to drop the girl from this conversation. Why do we need boss girl in front of it? Why do we need boss man? You know, if we want to throw it the opposite way, it can just be like, I want to be a boss. I want to have boss energy. I just don't think the explanation of this is female boss energy is needed anymore. I think we've just moved past it. So if you are all about the boss girl movement, I'm here for the mentality, but I don't think we need to continue labeling it. Let's move on from that. So if you still have those binders or planners, I'm not going to come and remove them from your house, but think about like what we're still saying about boss energy. I don't think they need to be separate. I think giving girl puts it very much in its own category. And I just want us all to be in the boss energy world. That being said, for some reason, even though I'm like, remove the boss girl from your vocab, for some reason, I'm still very much okay with like, I just want to be a boss bitch. That's probably misogynistic and I will regret saying that at a later date. But like, I don't know, I want to be a boss bitch. I'm okay with it. So what really is the difference between being a boss and a boss bitch? I couldn't fucking tell you. And if you've done some research, let me know. But let's dive into what I'm talking about when I'm talking about boss energy. This is assertiveness, leadership. But I also think there's like a very cool, calm, collected energy that also comes in line with being a boss. I mean, we've all seen it on the street when you see somebody walk by and you can just tell they are in command and in power and in charge. I mean, we know it not because of the price tag of the things they are wearing, but how they are wearing the clothing, how they carry themselves with confidence and, you know, aren't scared to speak their mind or, you know, ask questions without a lot of extra flutteriness around it. And I think clear, concise is very boss. So I would say the first thing that I have yet to accomplish would be removing wishy-washy energy from your life. Bosses are very assertive and clear. We don't need to second guess our choices. And at sometimes a choice just needs to be made. And that is what being a boss really entails. This is not something by any means I think I'm good at. And also, I'd like to call out that at this point, boss energy, while there probably is some girly pop or boy pop out there who lives in boss energy 24/7, I don't think we need to be in boss energy all the time. I think we can ebb and flow from what times we are in boss energy. Like if you are a manager at your restaurant or you own the restaurant, obviously those are times you're going to need to call on your boss energy. But when you're hanging out with your grandma and that's not really your dynamic, I don't think we need to bring in boss energy 24/7. So it's okay to not be on all the time. That being said, going back to what I was saying earlier, is removing wishy-washy mindset, train of thought, really leaning in to making choices, not saying you can't change them, assertively confident that you can change them is also very admirable, I would say, but going for the choice and just trusting your gut with it. I find that a lot of people, when they are not in boss energy, over-explain. For instance, I will think of an exact example, like denying coming to an event. Like they're like, I'm so sorry I can't come because I don't have money and then I don't have this work off and then my dog has to pee at 3:15 religiously I can't come. Like we didn't need the explanation. A very boss response would just be, I'm not going to be able to make it. Like, did we need the rest of my dog needs to pee at 3:15? I don't think so. Yet being in this energy, I want to be careful of boss is a really close known word to the word bossy. They are cousins, they are mirrors of each other, if you will. There's such a difference between being around someone or being someone who is a boss versus being or being around somebody who is bossy. Now, bossy to me looks a lot more just like nagging, annoying, and commanding the space versus being a boss. It's kind of earned because it's trusted, maybe thought through, and willing to create space for, I don't want to say different opinions, but just for maybe things to go a different direction. Bossy is nagging, quick energy, snappy, snappy, missy, missy, and they are different. You know, I have to say though, even as I'm sitting here talking about it, I do think about on TikTok all the time, like this girl's so in her boss bitch energy. Like, yes, but like how often do you actually see someone and you just go, they're a boss? Like not that often. I feel like it's a very hyped up social media thing. At the same time, I can totally find people like in my life or community or workplaces that I think are bossy. And what I find is that they nag and berate and tell people they're doing wrong instead of commanding and, you know, wanting people around them to do better and wanting others to do better for themselves as well. That's the difference between boss and bossy for me. Boss energy probably grew from this place of, you know, the popular girl, the it girl, whatever. I want to transform boss energy here by saying that I believe that boss energy is not exclusive. Just because Sally from Pilates at 6 a.m. on a Tuesday walks in every day with confidence and talks to people and is very clear and has boss energy doesn't mean that you can't have it too. It doesn't have to be exclusive. I felt growing up, I was a competitive dancer and the other girls at my studios were very, very confident as people and as dancers. And I saw it as arrogant, partly because I didn't have it myself, which is a whole nother podcast. But I then believed because they owned it, that was their thing, that I couldn't have it too, which makes absolutely no sense. It is not mutually exclusive. So Sally can have boss energy and you can have boss energy. It doesn't need to be that just because somebody else has this thing that you can't have it to you. You can build it yourself. It's not going to diminish their boss energy by you having boss energy. The only person diminishing having boss energy from you is you. No one is walking around checking with a speed gun, you know, what everybody's boss energy levels is, and you're going to get a citation for having too much boss bitch energy. That ain't happening. We can all have it. So it's not something to be shy away from. It's, if anything, it's something to see other people have and lean in because you can do it too. A lot of like the typical high school movies or even maybe somewhat your own high school experience, that the cool or popular it girls or people were already tapping into just being like trendsetters or confident or showcasing leadership skills. And I don't know what it is about those situations that make you think that you can't have it too, particularly high school situations. I feel like every movie, every story, like only one person has that energy. And like, then you get to the real world and A, you're just exposed to a lot more people, but you realize like that sets a really weird precedent that like you kind of can't have it if someone else in your world and environment has it. And I just think that's completely not true. And also, you know, everybody's boss energy can shine differently. My boss energy to me means like I'm on task. I was assertive. I didn't flounder that day. And, you know, I was really tapped in when I was driving and I didn't miss any of my a million Google notifications to turn left here. That could be for me boss energy. And your boss energy could be that you planned out your outfit the night before and you were just set up a little earlier this morning. I don't think it has to fit any form at all. The biggest thing that I've noticed that I have actually lacked the most, I would say, is boss people got to being in that place in the workplace of being a boss or in life because they really followed their instincts. They don't second guess themselves. I have struggled the most with this. I want to see every fucking option and then make a decision. And that, I don't know how to say this without sounding sexist, maybe is something that women could learn a little bit more from some men, is that I have seen men just not negate themselves because they're confident in their decision versus, you know, some innate trauma that women grow up with. They're like maybe second guessing themselves a little bit more. The people who learn to tap in with their instincts and lean into them and don't doubt their choices, A, present things much clearer that everybody else can grab on because God knows I can be a floundering person and people can get real confused. Or you can be clear, concise, short, and not afraid of silence. Silence and listening and thinking before you speak is the biggest boss energy thing for me. I've heard this example time and time again. People talk about the jester who shows up at the court and does all this cool dancing to make everybody laugh and everybody loves the jester, but the queen or king sits there silently watching and it creates a different kind of commanding energy. I do think there's a world where we can meld both, but I'm just saying that silence and thinking before you speak with your opinions, views or plans of action can really command a lot more. I ironically was just talking about this with my therapist, that I have a few different types of friends. I have one friend who, you know, is often going through something and she calls me all the time. And it's kind of like, I don't want to say the friend who cried wolf because I feel for her pain and I want to be in it with her. However, every time she calls, I kind of think I know what the conversation is going to be like. And I'm here for it. I want to be a good friend. But remember, your friends aren't your therapist as well. Versus I have this other friend who never calls on me for emotional support. So that one time she uses her voice for emotional support, damn, do I drop everything I'm doing to be there. That's the same thing you can apply to boss energy. If you're throwing out ideas left and right, you know, you're debuting a new style every single day, I'm not going to take you seriously. But when you show up with that one clear, concise, or that one really big ask or plan of action, and you haven't said anything in a while, damn, is that going to pull attention? And I think that's what boss energy is a little bit, is pulling focus in the best way, not in the sporadic gestury way, but in the queen, clear, concise, focused way. Another thing I'd like to point out is people make mistakes, and instead of shoving them under the rug, people who are truly in touch with boss energy, I think, can own up to them. Like, you don't have a problem being like, hey, I made a mistake. You were right. Thank you so much. Again, keep it simple. Keep it simple, sweetie. What is it? Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Sweetie was nicer. Whatever. Like, you can own up to things and be clear, concise, and you don't need to wallow in this pool of self-pity. I think that is very boss-like, is to just be like, fucked up. Here we are. Thanks so much for your help. What is not boss energy is like, oh my God, everyone hates me now. I have to quit this job. I can never come back to the office or never show up again to a group dinner with the girls because I made this mistake. Own up to your shit. That is so boss. And again, don't bring it up. The moment is past. Say sorry. Move the fuck on. And that's all I have to say about that. I will say this, that this is not a perfect science. And this is one I am still very much living through understanding. I have gone through huge waves in my life of, you know, having it really fucking together with the podcast, having my acting career really together, having my day job career really together. And I will tap into boss energy just because, you know, I got 7 hours of sleep that night. And then the next week or the next month, I, you know, see myself roll down the hill and I'm struggling to even make decisions about what I want for dinner or, you know, timing and quick, you know, do you want pasta or rice suddenly becomes really hard. It's not a perfect science. And that's definitely a pitfall to this idea of boss energy is, again, that people think you have to be in it all the time. I also think that it brings up a lot of fear of imposter syndrome, and imposter syndrome starts to creep in because having boss energy can get so close maybe to bragging or boasting and like, look at this flex. And it's great to earn and have those things. But at the end of the day, we're all going to feel a level of imposter syndrome, no matter where you're at in your career, friendships, or relationships. Nothing is as black and white as it seems on social media or on TV. As a huge pillar of this podcast, there are levels and we're going to experience the fan of them. And it's okay if you don't stay in it all the time. In a shit hit the fan situation, if you need to pull the emergency brake down in a situation in your life, that you have at least one little fake it till you make it trigger that can fake you into being in that boss energy moment. For me, I know this sounds fucking stupid, but this is, you know, there's 78% women, female listeners to this. So when I took the time to do my hair, put together a cute outfit, I can be having a shit day, but that one thing will trigger me into believing I have a little bit more of boss energy. And for everyone, that could be different. Another big thing that is a pitfall of boss energy is once you start to gain this radical confidence and clear, concise thoughts and assertiveness is you can end up so close to the top. And then what comes at the top? New level, new devil, and a lot of compare and despair, which is another yet favorite topic of mine. Again, remember that boss energy isn't exclusive just to Sally at Pilates at 6:15, but you know, your best friend and your mom can have it too. And we don't have to cut it. And compare and despair, I would say, in my opinion, not that I lived 100 years ago, I think is the worst it's ever been. Every day we've got a new app, a new way to gain followers, a new marker of success financially. I don't know if we're actually in a recession, but times are tough. Everybody looks at money as a marker. I feel like we have the most metrics to compare ourselves these days. I think the real route to getting to boss energy is that compare and despair has no meaning, not saying it's not going to happen. Or, you know, the VP, the micro step to having full-blown boss energy is how are you going to deal with that compare and despair? Boss energy at the end of the day, why we look at people and go, oh my God, I wish I had boss energy like that, is because they are being unapologetically themselves. They're not caring about, you know, what the bird's eye view is seeing them. They aren't auditing themselves. They're just doing and being. I mean, unapologetically you might be a strong phrase. Everybody's a little freaky deaky, and actually everybody has a lot more quirks than you think. But the thing that I really want to say at the root of this is they're just being and doing. They're just doing and being, and you know, maybe they have quirks, maybe they don't. in order to find whatever your boss energy is to you, you have to make it fun. If you are setting the bar really high that, you know, boss energy looks like you look like a Victoria's Secret model and you have a Fortune 500 company, that's not going to happen by tomorrow. How can you make that journey fun? And how can you find the play in it? For me, it's dressing like it. It's acting like it. It's getting a $7 matcha from Alfred's, which is ridiculous, but we're here and we're loving it. And pretending. I love to have a little bit of romanticize your life. When I was a kid growing up, I used to pretend that my house on dirt road in New Mexico was like living on a Kim Kardashian compound. You have to play pretend with yourself. Play pretend. What would your boss energy look like? How do you act as though, as if? Because acting as if will eventually kind of trick you into believing it inch by inch and a little bit more. That being said, I hope this episode has helped you to identify what boss energy maybe means to you with some fun jokes and silly stories along the way. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening to Confessions of a Wannabe It Girl. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to the show. As always, we'll see you next Tuesday.